Hello guys, selamat pagi. Good morning. Hari ni aku nak cakap pasal judgement guys, judgement. Tapi kejap, biar aku search judgement ni apa. Dan BM penghakiman. Tak payahlah. Tak payahlah guna penghakiman. Okay, macam ni aku akan cerita pasal judgement pada korang. Judgement ni, there's two kind of judgment guys. One is others judgment. Maksudnya kat situ, judgment orang lain pada kita lah. It might be our parents, siblings, other family members, kawan-kawan kita, the people that we knew and the people that we don't. Kadang-kadang kita fikir macam the people that we don't, kenapa kita nak ambil judgment dekat orang yang kita tak kenal? Tapi aku beritahu korang pun ada Facebook dan pelbagai social media tu. Dekat social media tu yang follow korang, yang subscribe korang, A few people dekat dalam korang punya friend list tu memang kawan korang lah. Tapi I can say the most of the people that follows you, you don't even knew them. So that the group of people that we don't know. And the other type of judgment is self-judgments, which most of us didn't really talk about it lah. Or in some cases, we don't even knew we like to self-judge ourselves too much. Yang aku pastilah, I surely know that almost all of us, 99% of people do care about other people's judgment. Apa yang dia buat, apa yang dia nak buat, apa yang dia dah buat. Actually, I detected by what other people think they should do lah. Contohlah, aku beritahu korang. Kalau macam mak bapak kita bagi tahu kat kita, masuk universiti, belajar jadi engineer, doktor, lawyer. Mak kita nak kita jadi doktor sebab dia pun doktor juga. So, hidup doktor ni senang. Mak kita nak, bapak kita nak jadi engineer. Jadi engineer, jadilah mekanikal engineer supaya senang nanti hidup lepas tu. Sama juga macam lawyer. Tapi sebenarnya kita nak jadi penyanyi, nak jadi rapper. Ataupun macam kawan-kawan kita bagi tahu kat kita, "Eh, kau tak payah masak lagi lah sebab kau masak tak sedap tu. Tak payahlah." Padahal benda yang kita masak tu, kita dah bagi tahu dia, "Eh, ni eksperimen je dulu aku buat makanan ni, aku nak tengok sedap ke tak." Ataupun macam ada people that we don't know, orang yang kita tak kenal, macam social media apa bagai tu, komen dekat kita punya post yang kita buat hari ni. Tiba-tiba ada satu hari tu, we decided to post one yoga post. Dekat mana one yoga post tu, ada 50 orang komen. Tapi 30 people that commented on that post saying that, "Please post your articles only. Kata-kata semangat kau je lah." Sebab asal tiba-tiba post yoga macam tak kena lah, tak kena kat team. You punya team nampak macam you post articles, you post kata-kata semangat, tiba-tiba you post yoga. Padahal dia orang tak tahu yang sebenarnya yoga yang kau buat tu ada cara kau nak tenangkan kepala diri kau, nak cegahkan minda kau. Yang mana lepas kau buat yoga tu lah kau boleh dapat idea nak buat artikel, nak bagi kata-kata semangat yang dia orang suka sangat dekat Instagram korang. That's why letting ourselves affected by others judgment need to stop guys. Korang kena berhenti kan. If you can't be a singer, kalau korang tak boleh jadi penyanyi, you're not happy. If you can't be a chef, you're not happy. If you can't be who you are, you definitely not gonna be happy. Then why guys? Kenapa guys? Why get affected at all? Aku tahu lah, kalau korang dengar bunyi kereta ke lori semua ni, aku tengah jalan sekarang ni. On the way nak pergi naik LRT, kerja separuh hari ni. Tapi tak apalah, tengah-tengah pagi buta ni bukan ada orang pun. Ha, jadi korang-korang dengar tu buat tahu ya. Dengar je suara aku. Walaupun suara aku pagi-pagi ni nampak macam tak merdu sikit eh. Serak-serak basah. Sebab pagi kot, baru bangun. Pukul berapa sekarang ni? 6 suku. Dah kena gerak awal-awal. Tapi tak apa. Sama juga macam for self-judgment. Don't beat yourself up every time you fail. Make failures become your best bud. Betul lah. Kau janganlah rasa macam tiap kali kau fail, kau rasa macam damn, aku tak boleh buat lah pelbagai semua. Jangan tu. Kau kena kawan dengan benda-benda kegagalan ni. Kena jadikan kawan. Reason dia kenapa, if you never want to fail, it means that you are afraid. Korang takut. Takut nak try benda-benda baru. Benda baru that possibly led to happy life, yang mana you will never get, since you want to be perfect. Because you think that you are too perfect. Bila orang cakap dia nak jadi perfect, when people say that they are perfectionist, meaning that I am a perfectionist, it doesn't mean that everything that they do have to be in the right angle, or everything just have to be right. But it actually means that you trying to hide your insecurities by not trying or attempting to do things that might give you true happiness. That's why, guys, you guys are missing out too much. You know how many 70 and 80 years old dude having regrets on so much thing, guys, that they wished they could have done it years ago when they're able. But just because their parents said they shouldn't, dia punya isteri, dia punya suami cakap tak boleh, dia beradik dia cakap tak boleh, kau tak boleh buatnya, or just anybody else that said they shouldn't or couldn't, then they just end up not doing. Dia tak jadi nak buat lah. So guys, aku punya nasihat lah, cast out judgments lah from others, and don't be too hard on yourself. If you feel, just move on. Don't dwell on it. And shit, just try again. Ha, cakap dengan korang ni, share lah episod ni dengan kawan-kawan, dengan family korang. And jangan korang lupa pula nak subscribe. Until next time, ciao.